here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
It's time once again for Brew Review.
It is always my favorite time of night.
It is one of the best times of night. That is for sure.
Because, like, why would this be bad? But still,
that's a good
it's
point.
The best.
Yeah.
It's the best. It is my favorite because I like kicking it off, and then it gets us in a little bit of a groove. So I like it.
It is a good way to kick it off. I like the order of things we've fallen into. And can I say, and this is going to sound funny for listeners, but I feel like it's been forever since we've done this.
I know. Well, it truly, so we've, it's, you know, nothing's like in order per se, but we're nearing episode six,
five.
We're nearing episode five, and it's been crazy schedules and this and that.
I suppose so recording been. Six, but yeah, it's been a while. Right. Yeah. We took a little break and this now we're back.
This is needed.
For sure.
You want to kick it off?
Who's going first? I can.
Kick it off as I'm making my list here. Ready to jot down what you have.
I have tonight, it is called Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Ooh.
This was
Is it Rogue Brewery?
It's like, I think it's like Rogue Star.
Okay.
Brewed by Rogue Ales, Newport, Oregon. So it just says Rogue on the can, Hazelnut Brown Nectar. It is ale with natural hazelnut flavor. And now this is, you know, from reading on the can. The can's pretty cool. It's like a creamy color. And then it's got a picture of a hazelnut that's like cracked in half.
Nice.
And it says, Dare, Risk, Dream. A nutty twist to a traditional European brown ale. Dark brown in color with a hazelnut aroma, a rich nutty flavor, and a smooth malty finish.
Nice.
Pairs with grilled cheese, pork chops, or bread pudding. Which, if I was eating bread pudding, I don't think I'd reach for a beer, but, you know.
I also think it's hilarious that they're pairing it with grilled cheese. That's right up my alley.
I love grilled cheese. And it has a alcohol percent of 5.6, so kind of normal.
Yep, right in the middle.
IBU rating of 33 and a SRM rating of 38. Mm. And it is in a can.
This is a can. All
right. And there is a little saying, like, right on the top, sometimes when a book is dedicated to someone or whatever, reminds me of that. It says, dedicated to Chris Studock. And home brewers everywhere.
Oh, nice.
I found this at Total Wine. Like a 12 or 6 pack. It was just like a one can deal. Yeah. I don't even know if they sell it in a pack. The can's has a few little dents in it too, so who knows?
So opening it might be interesting. Hopefully it's that time to settle.
The date on the bottom of the can is 3/3/20. So
We're good. It's a dark.
We're gonna go for it anyway. Yeah, it's a dark. Might be a little past its best buy date, but I didn't find that date on the bottom until after the fact, and I was like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we're good. There we go. It's fine. Ooh, love that sound.
Mm-hmm. It smells, it's not overpowering. It smells a little nutty. It is.
I hear that hazelnut. It makes me think of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, man, it foams up, like, really bad. Even trying to pour it gingerly. It's like a dark red, reddish, brownish.
Okay. So not like a... I gotta let
it settle for a second here.
Not like a Guinness, that dark.
No. All right, first sip. Here we go.
Do it. We got the gulp in there.
It's good. It reminds me of like a chocolate milk stout almost.
Mm. Okay.
It has that like dark, rich flavor, but it's not overpowering. Yep. It's low alcohol content too, though. A lot of chocolate milk stouts are higher. Did you hear that thunder crack in the background?
Yeah, I was going to say, tonight brought to you, tonight is some nature sounds. We're having some severe weather roll through the Dakota County area.
If that could have gone off when I opened the can, that would have been even better.
It's like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Do not drink this beer.
Yeah.
It's you can definitely taste like the hazelnutty and the brown.
Yep.
You know,
the darkness.
Nectar. Yeah. But it's not overpowering. It's pretty, it's good. I wouldn't drink more than one.
Right.
Yeah. You're but not if you're looking for just a good, slow, flavorful sipper,
yep.
You do get a lot of flavors in this. After
that is the one kind of thing the I like aftertones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you like to just kind of swish it around, and who knows, it could be, you know, a little more pungent because it's a few months past its date.
I like the word you use. This could be a bit more pungent just because it's been aging in the can.
Yeah but it does taste pretty good. It's very enjoyable. Well, good flavor.
If there's one kind of beer you can definitely let sit a bit, it's a dark. I mean, that's the nice thing about a dark. Yeah. It's not going to totally go bad. I mean, it could, but it shouldn't totally go bad.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is enjoyable. I do like it. I don't know if I'd necessarily go out and buy it on purpose, but...
So it's Rogue Ale, not Rogue Ale.
It's Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Okay. And would you consider it like a stout? Or is it like a... Maybe it's just a dark...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a stout.
Yeah.
I call it more like of a red ale.
Yeah, like a red ale. That makes sense. Yeah. Like a hazelnut red ale. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I'd put it up there with that, yeah.
Well, and that's what this is about, too, because you don't want to buy something and then have, like, oh, I'm going to have six of these, you know? Like, there's definitely beers that I could have six or eight of.
This one, and again, if you're just looking for something to try and get good flavor and... you know, just enjoy one of, then yeah, it's one that I would, you know, I'll be sipping on this for a little bit. So
this podcast is going to have to get sponsored by Total Wine at some point because they're getting so many different cheap plugs of,
and I've got about three more plugs to go for them. So
yeah, yeah. Same. Yeah. I've got a few too. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty good. Pretty good beer. Excited to hear what you got for us.
I've got, so my turn, I'll tag in. I've got one more crowler of Back Channel Brewing. So when we did Back Channel Brewing, like this was like a month ago, I got two crowlers. The first one was a double IPA. And then this one is a Irish stout.
So I love Irish stout.
Yeah, I know. It's called Crookshaven Irish Stout. I don't have a ton of detail because this is that weird. I'm going to call them weird because their beer is not normal. They're not. I feel like they don't categorize it as like, oh, we do IPAs, we do pale ales, we do dark. Sure. They do that. Some of their beers are really interesting, but.
Do they give you a percentage and everything?
Yeah, this one's a 4.5. So 4.5. Yeah, so it's low.
Yeah,
But they don't see. I don't see anything else on the can that describes it. I also tried to look it up before we did this. Like I went on Untappd and I Googled it and just researched it. There wasn't a ton out there, but it sounds like it's kind of a generic, just a dark Irish stout. So this will be interesting. Also, I'm gonna try not to pour it everywhere because it's a crowler. And
I do love Irish stouts.
I know. Well, then, like, so these crowlers, they fill them to the top for freshness. So you have to pour it backwards, I learned. Otherwise, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm going to now put my phone down and try and pour this.
You've had trouble with some exploding cans in the past.
Yeah, this is terrible. So. All right, I'm gonna attempt this here. Hold on. Ooh. Right off the bat, it's very chocolatey. I'm going to pour backwards.
Oh,
pouring backwards works. You probably can't hear any of this.
I actually can hear that. I can hear it pouring. The open sounded good.
It's really frothy.
Mm.
Ooh. Okay, this is super dark. Super dark. I'm going to pick this back up. All right, so pouring it out, it almost looks like when you're pouring it, you're like pouring a Coke.
Hmm.
And it's you can't even see through it. It's Guinness Black.
Jeez.
It's got a huge head, probably because of the way I poured it. But it is dark, dark, dark.
Wow. And usually, stouts aren't that, you know, super dark.
Yeah, this is like, this is like milkshakey dark. And it smells very... chocolatey and like coffee. That's what it smells like. I'm gonna go in for the. Yeah, and I like it that it's not a high percent, because you can hide a lot of booze, a lot of alcohol in these dark beers. And it gets really old.
Yeah, they can easily get 7-8%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this
what was like that the Dragon's Milk I did, I think was what, 9, 10, 11? Yeah. It was way up there.
I think your Dragon's Milk was like 11, yeah. Oh, this is good. It is a very coffee, chocolatey, smooth beer.
Sounds good.
It almost tastes, it's definitely not flat because it's beer, but it's got a huge head, but it almost tastes like a, it's very comparable to Guinness.
Mm.
Very comparable to Guinness. So yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I like this Back Channel Brewing. I mean, they had a couple of good beers. I think the double IPA I had was really good, but some of their other ones were like, they had like a strawberry, fruity. You know, I don't like beer. I'm not a huge fan of that kind of.
The fruity beer?
Yeah. You know, or they have like a peanut butter and jelly beer. I'm like, I can't
bring. Yeah, I like trying those, but in like a 4-ounce glass, and not a, I'm going to sit and drink, you know, a couple of these.
Yeah. I mean, if you could pour yourself a, you know, a little sampler or a little like, why can I not think of the word? You know, just the sample beers, just pour yourself a little flight. Yeah. Or like a little flight and just try like one of, that's what I'm looking for. And just try a little bit of everything. That would be good.
That's why I love you. Let's give another shameless plug to someone, maybe a potential sponsor in the future. Union 32 Tap House.
We brought this one up, and we need to hit that. That's why
I love that place, because you just pour your own, and you can, you know, you can pour in a big glass, you can pour in a 4-ounce glass, you can pour one little mouthful if you want, or you can keep going back and pour as much as you want. If you've never been there,
you can hang your head over the tap.
I should be getting paid for that. If you've never been there, you walk in and you give them your card.
Yep.
And they give you a little like activation card, almost like a game card. If you were to go to like,
It's a game card.
Dave and Buster's. Yeah, yeah. So you go up and you put your little game card above the tap, and then you pour and you pay by the ounce. So you. Yeah. Put your card, and then it adds it up at the end. But the point being, you can pour as little or as much as you want. And for some of the beers there, they're so fun to try in like, you know, 4 ounces, where it's like, oh, that was good, but now I'm going to go on to the next one. And they've got like 40 on tap, and some of them rotate. I mean, they have a few that I think are staples, but a lot of them rotate. And there's local beers, there's non-local beers, and they're all over the map as far as like their content and everything. And some of them are, you pay a little bit more probably for like the more crafty, higher content beers.
So they have three tiers. So like tier one beers, you can pour.
That's like your Bud Light.
Yeah. It's like the low end. Yeah. It's low end. Then tier two is like mid range, obviously. And then tier three is your like 14.5% beers where.
Yeah.
You could pour yourself a 16-ounce beer, but it's going to cost you like $30.
And I like that they've got these little trays that you put your cups in, and it's like a chalkboard surface. Yeah. So you can write down the number, because all the taps are numbered. So when you sit back down, you can remember and look up at the, they've got a huge board that tells you what you're drinking. Yep. That place is great. We should do a live podcast from Union 32.
We could do a live.
That would be a lot of fun.
It might be a little noisy in the background, but we could do it. You know,
it's kind of. We should give it a try. See how it comes. At least do a brew review from there.
It's sad.
A live brew review.
A live, yeah, we should.
Go pour each other's cups and not tell.
That's a.
You know, not write it down. Write it down where we can see it, but I'll pour you four, you pour me four, and we try them out.
That's a good idea.
See if we can guess which ones they are.
That place has some outdoor seating too, so I bet you could we could hit that up soon.
Yeah, we should plan on that soon. That'd be really good.
But talk about one of the most non-COVID friendly places, because I don't know how they're gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is it gonna go when they reopen? They're probably gonna have to have a guy that pours all the taps.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you'll have to put your card in and then tell the guy, okay, I want this amount, and they'll pour it, which kind of takes some of the fun away, you know?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't even think about the whole COVID thing.
Yeah, but. Like, that's, I feel bad because their business model was so cool, but now with all this happening, it's like, what are you going to do?
So how's that beer tasting?
It's really good. This is better than the it's way better than the double IPA, which I didn't think I was going to say because I'm such a huge fan of IPAs, but it is smooth.
Yeah.
It's very, very smooth. I don't know if I'd go out of my way to find it again, but I mean, a dark beer, it's a really good dark beer. Really good dark beer. Yeah. So if you're ever on Lake Minnetonka, which you and I will never will be, but if you're ever on Lake Minnetonka and you're at that brewery, hit it up. Back channel.
We're not ritzy enough for Lake Minnetonka.
I'm sitting in my Egan basement, and we're not Lake Minnetonka, so
we're not that high class.
No.
All right.
Well, I'll this say that been, wraps it up. Yeah,
this has been a good brew review. We had the Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar and the Crookshaven Irish Stout from Back Channel Brewing. This has been another episode of Brew Review.
Okay, and we are back for a live Fatherhood for Life podcast. We're going to discuss COVID and back to school, or what's going on with the kids and family life of back to school. We're nearing the end of summer, and our school districts and governor have announced the plans for back to school, which I guess are kind of the same now. So our kids are going to be doing the half and half distance learning. So it's going to be like 2 days in school, 3 days at home. And then, I mean, there's other stuff too, like buses and lunch and all that good stuff in between.
Masks have to be worn all day.
That's right. Yeah, masks have to be worn all day, which my youngest is not going to.
Emmett's not a fan of masks. It's going to be a struggle.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like a little bit. Like he'll wear it, but I'm hoping they like give him a break. I did hear Trina and I were just reading something that in one of the emails or one of the things that school sent, saying like they're not going to punish or like discipline kids for like not wearing their masks. I don't really know what that means though, because you have to have some sort of policing up. Like you're going to have to tell them they have to put their mask on, but I think they're going to try and be understanding, especially of the littler kids. So
it's kind of weird. Ever since they announced it and we're gearing up for back to school, which is coming up quick, but there's been, you know, places throughout the country that have already gone back to school, and now we're already getting reports of the schools being shut down.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, like, if someone got sick and now the teachers or the bus, the whole bus route or whatever, a whole classroom is, you know, has to quarantine or whatever. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes, because I just have a feeling it's not going to get that far into it before one kid in the school is going to show symptoms, and then what?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be really, really interesting to see how smoothly it goes, how long it goes, and what happens as we head into fall.
Yeah. Agreed, because it's like we were talking the other night, and it's the same thing. It's like worst case scenario, they're back in, they're distance learning, they're like 2 weeks in, and then the cases just start popping up everywhere, and then everyone's back to just distance learning, which is like, I mean, it's doable. They did it last spring, although just like we've talked about this before, like my kids didn't get, I don't feel like they got a ton out of it. Like,
It was, and I think the hard part was everyone kind of knew it was coming to an end anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think they really stayed focused at the end of it.
Right.
But now that it's going to be a more permanent thing.
Yeah, maybe
though. And they've already got a little bit of time under their belt, and it's not new like it was before.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that
they'll find it a little bit. And maybe there's more of a plan. Like, I don't know. Like, they weren't, like, ill-planned for it. I mean, could you?
No, but it definitely wasn't. I feel like they just didn't get a whole lot out of it.
Yeah.
Through no fault of anyone's. It was just.
No.
You know, hard to keep them motivated, hard to keep them concentrating.
They tried as best they could.
Yeah.
I mean.
So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see again, like how, and again, I think it'll start strong and then it'll be really hard after 2 or 3 weeks, a month, to keep them really going on it. And now, I'm sure you probably did too.
Yeah.
You had the option to opt into fully online if you wanted.
Yep. Yeah. Full, you could go just full blown.
Yeah. And so at home. Our oldest for high school, he he basically begged us, like, please let me do just online. I don't even want to mess with it going in the mass and the half this and the half that. And,
yeah.
You know, so we kind of had a discussion, like, well, do we let him, you know? But there again, it's like, well, we had to have the conversation with him, like, look, if you're going to do that, like, your day's still got to be structured. You got to get all the work done, which, not that they wouldn't anyway, but it's, I don't know, it's just, it's such a weird time. It's going to be a weird school year. I never thought when this all first started and we first started doing the distance learning that it would still be an issue come the following school year.
Yeah. That's a good point, because I thought the same thing. Everyone, like, there was chatter, so we all got forced to work from home back in, like, March. Or they said, like, if you can work from home, you're working from home. That was, like, mid-March. And then there were rumors, like, so we got through April, and I was like, well, when are we going to be back in the office? And it was like, oh, it'll be June. And then it was, oh, it'll be July. And then it was, okay, we have a plan, and it'll be sometime in the fall. And that's when everybody was like, well, there's no way they're going to let the kids go back to school. So no one knew. Which is scary to think about, because as we're talking now, what if this goes the entire year?
Yeah.
It could, right? What if it goes the entire school year and into the start of next school year? What if they're so paranoid? I mean, and when is the vaccine going to come out, you know?
Well, and even when it does, it's how readily available, how soon before everyone gets it. Is it really reliable? That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
I mean, you have so many people all over the spectrum on the whole vaccine thing. But
Yeah, it's... Well, and the whole distance learning thing is going to be weird because, like, we have three phases. We have all three phases of it. We have the elementary, the middle, and the high school. Like, we were going to experience every single one of them. And I guarantee, like, our youngest, like, for Alex, he's going into fourth grade this year. I look back at fourth grade, Mrs. Meyer.
Yeah. Mrs. Meyer.
Mrs. Meyer, yeah. Cedar Park Elementary. She picked her boogers.
And ate them.
That's what she did. I just can't imagine what we would do socially, or not so well, socially distanced, but I can't imagine what our fourth grade distance learning plan at Cedar Park Elementary would have looked like.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, iPads weren't even a thing back then.
Right.
Their internet wasn't. Take home this coloring book.
Yeah.
And
internet wasn't invented yet.
We're color talking, these you know, letters.
Yeah. This was in the late 80s, early 90s.
I'm thinking of me just developmental wise at that age.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Emmett, highway trooper.
Yeah, so we're doing a little road trip here. So our sound might be. This guy better get over. He's not getting over. Get over, dude.
Down for him.
Yeah, he's got to get over. He can get like a ticket for that. So we're doing a little road trip, a little podcast road trip, and we're driving to south on 35 here, heading to a brewery because that's what we do. And there's lots of state troopers everywhere. Not like we're not obeying the speed limit.
I've seen three since I picked her up to about 85.
Yeah, I've seen three in like a 2 mile or a 3-5 mile. Is he coming?
Pulled back on the. Oh shoot! I mean,
No, that's okay.
He's behind us. Away.
Yeah, we'll see. Still. So yeah, back to the discussion. It's, I don't know what a fourth grade distance learning plan looks like. Of course, now our kids are getting way better.
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting a way better.
They're a little more technologically advanced than we were at that age.
They're getting a better like school plan right now anyway. But then, yeah, like our oldest is middle school, so he's going to have an easier time because it's an actual, like, you know, algebra and blah, 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 whatever. Like, there's actual classes that I feel like he'll be able to...
Did he want to be in class, or is he a fan of the online...
I asked him. And we talked about it, and it sounded like he wanted to do the half and half. Like, he didn't... I don't think he was comfortable going all the way in, and I don't think he wanted to be home...
All the time either.
And, I mean, our oldest is... He's a little bit more introverted, so I think being at home would please him probably more because it's just a little bit easier for him. But, yeah, I think...
It's weird because, on the one hand, you think, oh, yeah, great, I don't have to go to school. But on the other hand, I think they get bored.
Yeah.
And they miss... interaction and seeing people and friends. And so, like, for us, you know, our youngest, he's like, nah, I don't want to go at all.
Yeah.
But he's not much of a socialite either.
Yeah.
He's more of a avid endorsement, stay-at-home kind of kid. Where our middle schooler definitely wanted to go back. He wanted to see friends. He wanted to experience things. He missed out on so much from his fifth grade year that he was all about going back. And then, of course, high schooler is like, yeah, I want to stay home. Which, high school is so much different than when we went. But it's like when me and Katie were talking about it, you know, she's like, well, I don't know. You know, we were both kind of back and forth. But then I thought about it. I'm like, if given the chance in high school to stay home and do all my work, I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would have too.
I would have 100% been all about not having to go in.
Yeah. Yep.
And so when I thought about it like that, I'm like, well, of course he doesn't want to go in.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, we talked about that before. It's like, what does that look like from our experience? I think once. And it's like, if I were to think about it in our grade school, I would have said, nope, I want to be in grade school. If I were to think about it in our middle school, I would have been like, nope, I want to do it at home. Because middle school's awkward. It's just
half,
weird.
Half and half for me. I shouldn't say enjoy it. I got in a lot of trouble in middle school.
Sure, yeah.
But I would have rather been anywhere but by my parents.
Yeah.
So thinking about trying to learn at home with my mom, nothing against my mom.
Right.
Shout out to my mom.
Hey, Laura.
But just at that stage of my life and how I was developing and reacting, like, I would not have wanted to been home with my mother trying to learn school. That would have been a nightmare.
Yep.
Yep. But then on the other hand, like, I don't know.
Middle school is just a weird, like, so it's grade school for sure would have been I want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school would have been like, maybe sixth grade. Like, yeah, you want to be there because it's new and, like, you're trying to figure out what that looks like. But
by, like, eighth grade, you're like, nah.
By eighth grade, you're like, nope, I'm out of here. Like, this is stupid. And then high school, too. Like, I guess high school, I loved senior year because it was senior year and you were 17, 18. That was the best. Like, that was a really fun time of my life. So that would have been, I want, but I'd say freshman through junior at home, put me at home, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Sure.
So yeah, I think, we'll see what comes of it. But I also think that, like you said, how long is this sustainable? We'll probably be able to do a couple of these updates because, you know, really, truly, how, I mean, I feel like by the end of September, we're going to know whether or not this is going to work or not.
Yeah. I'm glad, like, at the end of the year last year, we had kind of made the decision to convert a room in our basement to, like, a little work area for the kids. Separate from their bedrooms, where they could kind of go in a common space and work. And I'm so glad we did that, because right now we'd be probably still scrambling.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important for the kids to have a spot where they go other than, well, I mean, unless they had a desk in their room. Like, Emmett kind of wants a desk in his room. That'd be one thing. But I think it's good to have, like, because at first it was just like, oh, at the kitchen table. That gets to be a
That's
nightmare.
Done. Especially when you're, like, if you're working from home, too.
Was not good. And then I feel like they need that spot where you can put their utensils and, like, we got them their own little little lockers, you know,
well, that's
like,
a
their
good
own
idea.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that helps for the learning from home.
I think it does too. It's definitely going to be helpful. I mean, it's gonna.
What about school supply? Did you get a school supply list?
We just went last week and picked up school supplies. So
did they give you a list?
Yeah. Well, they had posted a list online. Alex, they did it for the younger kids first. Except it was hilarious because they'd already told us, they're like, we're not going to have the kids share school supplies.
Yeah, that's where I was going with.
So they said, you know, you go buy X this and X that or whatever. Yeah. But
and
then
it's just yours.
Just yours, yep. And because, you know, other years you just buy a crap load and then you're like, oh, this is the.
And everybody shares.
Everyone shares it. Or like, the hilarious thing is both of their lists included Clorox wipes. If I could find a Clorox wipes, I'd buy a Powerball ticket now because those you can't even buy those in the store.
Good luck finding those.
Yeah. So I don't know where they think people are going to find Clorox wipes to bring those things in. But yeah, so we did. We went out and bought school supplies, but it was like, it wasn't as much as I think it was in years past.
Yeah.
I think we were spending like 60, 70 bucks a kid.
Probably.
If not a little bit
easily.
More.
Yep.
So yeah, they did post a list and.
And with only being there half the time. I mean, obviously, they need supplies at home, too, but...
Yeah. Did they say something with middle school about lockers?
I think so, yeah.
Because ours, I was wondering what they would do or what they would say, and they said no lockers. So,
oh, no lockers.
Yeah, they're not going to assign them lockers, which I'm kind of, you know, which means they used to not allow backpacks in the school, and I'm like, well, if they're not doing lockers, they got to let you wear a backpack.
Yeah, they have to.
So they're going
to
do that with some of the kids.
I get that because cleaning lockers is already a nightmare.
Yeah. And they used to give them separate gym lockers, and they're not doing gym. Or they're going to do gym, but they're expecting them. We got a letter saying that on the day that your child has gym, he should wear gym clothes. I'm like, my child wears gym clothes every day. Because that's he wears Nike shirts and athletic shorts every day and a pair of tennis shoes. If I told him to put on a real pair of pants or a pair of shorts, he'd probably yell at me.
Yeah, and funny thing is, like, when we were in school, that's all it was. Like, there were...
Yeah.
And now kids just wear, especially at the elementary and middle school level, it's all Under Armour.
Nike, Under Armour,
Adidas.
Yep.
But it's all the workout gear.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ready at any time for gym. It's not like they need to go change. Let me go put my gym clothes on.
I'll take off my button up and...
Yeah. Take my suit and tie off and put my gym clothes on. My slacks. Yeah. It's about what it is. Oh. So we'll see. Yeah, I just, it's, time will tell. I don't think this plan is gonna last anyway until winter, because they're gonna have to alter it no matter what. They're either gonna scale back or they're gonna go, well, it's not as bad as we thought, so let's try full time. Which I don't really, I don't think that's the route they're gonna go. I think they're gonna end up scaling back.
I think if they do make a change, it won't be until after winter break.
Yeah.
January. And then they'll reassess.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Because they have talked, too, about flu shots and about... they've always emphasized flu shots, but especially this year because of the whole COVID thing. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I do give credit to the school districts. I think they all planned. Some are all just full-blown in because the rural schools don't need to worry too much about that.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be a blanket plan, you know.
Some of the bigger schools, like St. Paul, are all online. They're not even doing the hybrid. They just said, nope, it's all... Distance learning.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. The Metro ones. Yeah, St. Paul said that they weren't even doing the half and half.
Nope.
I was hoping we would get the half and half, just, and it's not because I'm worried about, like, I guess I'm not, I don't think they're going to be, like, super exposed, but I just don't think they can, I don't think the 100% at home is going to fly for that long.
Did you, like, I don't know if they said anything about lunch for you guys, but I heard... And again, I don't know
how. Yeah, what do they say?
Is that they're not even going to use the lunchroom. They're going to eat lunch in their classroom.
That's what I heard too. But they did. So I think they're. I think it's different for the. So at the elementary, I think, is going to be that case. But then, like, the middle school. So for Ryan's middle school, they said that they are going to use the lunchroom.
Okay.
And they were like, we have a nice sized lunchroom. Like, sick brag. Like, what? But yeah, I think because they know it's also going to be half the students,
that they'll have,
they're
going to
spread
them.
Yeah, they're
going to everyone will go at different times.
Right. They're going to dismiss people and go, okay, like, this group can go to the lunchroom, and then you guys get out, and then, like, this group can go to the lunchroom. But I bet you for the littler ones that they're just going to have meat lunch in their classroom. So
easier.
We'll see what happens. I don't know what that means for, like, hot lunch too. Like, our kids would go half and half. Some days they'd pack, some days they would want, like, hot lunch. So
yeah.
Who knows what that's going to look like either. I don't know. There's a lot of unknown. It's going to be weird. 2020 so far has just been...
It's been a heck of a year.
Weird. Like, it started out fine, and then we hit February, and then everything started to unravel. So we'll see what happens to 2021. That's what we get into next year. But
COVID will have taken over the earth.
Yeah. And so I'm sure, like I said, we'll do more of these COVID updates because, I mean... there's going to be so many updates. This is right now, we're mid-August. We're like 3 to 4 weeks away from school opening. They're just announcing plans. They're just giving people their school lists. So I'd say, you know, we'll give a plan. We'll give an update, or we'll have a little discussion maybe after a
few weeks after
a few weeks into school. Yeah. And see how the kids are adjusting and how they like it. So, all right. Well, this will be one of our first updates for the podcast, and we'll update at a later time.
All right, welcome back. I've got a fun and exciting bit for you this evening. So this will be more of a one-sided bit, but I don't know, this idea just popped into my head, and I thought, I'm going to run with it. Might be kind of fun. Could be a total disaster. Who knows?
Oh, but we're not going to that. You're scaring me a little bit because I have zero heads up.
I think it's pretty fun. No, you don't. But it's a category you should be rather good at.
Oh, okay.
So I've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I've got 8 of them. So here it is. I've selected 8 Jim Carrey movies from which I have selected a certain point, which will give us a very good quote from the movie. So I'm going to set the scene and give you the lines, and then you've got to finish it out.
Oh, this is going to be, this is, I like this. So like finishing quotes. Okay.
Yep. So we're going to see how well you know these pretty well-known quotes from the different movies.
Right. I like so, this.
Yeah. 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 I'll even let you pick which one you want to do first.
Do I know? So is it by movie or what are we?
By movie.
Okay.
So your choices are Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumber 2, Me, Myself, and Irene, Liar, Liar, Bruce Almighty, and The Mask.
Oh, okay.
So a couple of these are going to be a little harder. A couple of them are going to be pretty funny to see how closely you can get the actual quote.
So the one that's probably...
The hard part about this, where we start, is like a couple of them, like there's so many, like literally the whole movie could be quoted.
Right.
So I just kind of had to just pick one and go with it, with the thought of we'll definitely revisit this again in the future.
I can tell you right now that the hardest one on that list is probably going to be Me, Myself, and Irene, because I've seen it multiple times, but it's not been like the laugh track that everything else has been on.
Yeah, and I it's the longest one on here because this scene is hilarious. When I start on the scene, you're going to start laughing because you'll know exactly. I just don't know if you'll get the very end of it. And some of these, I'm looking for a longer answer than others. A couple of them, the answer is only like a few words. And a few of them, the answer can go on quite a bit depending on how much you remember.
God, this is a lot of pressure. So, okay, give them to me one more time. Is Liar Liar on there?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Let's do Liar Liar. I want to start.
You want to start with Liar Liar? Okay. Yeah. Liar, liar. I'm glad you started with this. All right, are you ready?
Okay.
So let me set the scene. So you've just been pulled over.
Okay. Yes. I know where this is going.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Oh, God.
And go.
I have this as a ringtone on my phone, and I don't know if I'm going to get this in the right order. Okay, so... Here goes, I sped, I followed too closely, I ran a stop sign, I almost hit a Chevy, oh my god, that's where I get stuck.
I sped some more,
I ran a crosswalk, I changed lanes in the intersection, I changed lanes while running a red light, and speeding?
Yeah, that's pretty dang close. Yeah. You forgot one major part, though. The first thing he says is, depends on how long you were following me.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because, okay, and then at the end of it, he goes, is that, or he says something like anything else. He goes, I have unpaid parking tickets.
Yeah. You did good. You got the meat of it. That was good.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's a hard one to remember, too.
Because there's a lot to that one. There's a lot of meat to that one. So, all right. So that knocks out Liar Liar. I would give you a solid B on that one.
Yes.
B plus. We'll give you B plus. That was a tough one.
Yes.
B plus on that. That was good.
Yes.
All right. What do you want next?
Let's do Ace Ventura 1. So Ace Ventura, what is that?
Ace Ventura, not one.
Pet Detective.
All right. Are you ready? So let me set the scene. So this is a little back and forth between Mr. Pet Detective and Lois Einhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, pet dick, how would you like for me to make your life a living hell?
Okay, and he responds with, well, Lois, I'm not quite ready for a relationship right now, but how does he end it? He says, well, Lois, I'm not quite ready for a relationship now, but your number's still 911.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't end like that.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah.
And then he says,
your number's still 911?
He says, hey.
Hey, I'll call you sometime. That's what it is. Hey, I'll call you sometime. Your number's still 911? Alrighty then.
There you go. You got it. You got it at the end. That's an A. I'll give you an A on that one. That's good.
Next on Miami Vice, Crockett gets the box of coffee.
That was good. All right, so you've knocked out Liar Liar and Ace Ventura.
Okay.
All right, so you still got When Nature Calls, you still got Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
You got the Me, Myself, and Irene, Dumb and Dumber 2, Bruce Almighty, and The Mask. Those ones I thought would be a little tougher.
Those are going to be tougher.
Yeah.
Let's go Ace Ventura 2.
Okay, Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. Greenwald, hit the lights!
I almost spit my beer out. The switch on the wall, go for it! flick it quick.
There you go.
And then he gets up and perfect, says, yeah, let's go to jail, shall we?
That was A plus. That was perfect. That was so good.
Flick it quick. And he's scrambling. He's doing part. Somersaults.
They're all watching him crawl around on the floor. And you're like, yeah, what the hell is he doing? Let's go to jail.
Greenwald, hit the lights. The switch on the wall. Go for it.
That was awesome. That was good.
Oh, these are good ones. I like this. Because it's not, I wouldn't have expected, you know, some of them I wouldn't have picked that piece of the movie.
I was trying to mix it between being easy or harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, there's so many that we can definitely do this so many times.
This is a good, I like this bit. We're include this in our, yeah, this is good.
All right. Well, why don't you knock out one of the tough ones?
Yeah, let's do Me, Myself, and Irene because right. I don't think I'm going to get this one.
This one's hilarious. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
It's a short answer, but it's a long buildup. All right. Okay. So in this particular scene, they're in the convenience store. Price check on VeggieClean. Aisle 5, I repeat, price check on VeggieClean. We've got a customer down here with a full-on fallopian fungus. She's baking a loaf of bread, and I think it's...
Oh, God.
Boom.
God, I can't even remember how he finishes this.
I'll give it to you one more time. See if it comes
again. Okay, all right, let's hear you.
Price check on VeggieClean. Aisle 5, I repeat, price check on VeggieClean. We've got a customer down here with a full-on fallopian fungus. She's baking a loaf of bread, and I think it's...
Sour.
Yes. Oh, you're so close. Sour what?
Sour. Oh, there's another one? It's two words. Sourdough.
She's baking a loaf of bread, and I think it's sourdough.
I have got to sit down and watch that movie now. That movie is just...
I forget how funny some of that movie is. It's so good.
That's one of his more underrated ones, for sure.
Yeah, it's there's a lot to that movie that I kind of forgot.
He's I got the three black movie. Kids. The...
Mm-hmm. And they're always like, don't you ever wonder, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
All right, so that leaves you with The Mask, Bruce Almighty,
and the Dumb and Dumbers.
Dumb and Dumber and Dumb and Dumber 2.
Let's do The Mask.
All right. So the scene is the investigator guy just knocks on his door, right? He says, those pajamas?
Oh, my God. I know the scene. I'm just trying to think what he says. So this is the rebuttal to those pajamas?
Yes. He says, those pajamas.
Oh, man. Okay, I didn't realize I was going to fail at this. This is, I have no clue what he says after that. Because he's got, okay, I picture the pajamas. It's the blue pajamas with the gold, like, ship wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you got those. And he says, those pajamas? Those pajamas were...
Missing?
Close. Those pajamas were stolen. And he's someone stole your pajamas.
That's right. That's right. That's right. He goes, yes. Now I can hear him saying it. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's
I'll give you a C on that one. Give
me a C on
you
that
knew.
One.
Yeah, you were close.
I can picture the pajamas in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a C+. You knew the pajamas. You just
yes. Yeah. All right. It's been a long time since I've seen The Mask.
That's such a good movie.
That is a good
one. So you got Dumb and Dumber, Dumb and Dumber 2, and it's like, eh.
Let's do Bruce. I'm gonna end on the Dumb and Dumbers. Let's do Bruce Almighty.
So this is the part in Bruce Almighty. So he says, this is Grace talking. She says, you know, I have a very rare blood type. It's AB positive. And Bruce says,
oh my God.
It's two words.
That's right, because is this one he's... Okay. He only says two words?
Yep. You know, I have a very rare blood type. It's AB positive.
Oh, my God. AB positive. I thought it was more than two words. AB positive... This is at the news station, isn't it?
This is a tough one. I don't know if you're going to get it.
I don't know. I can't remember
he what says, he says. Sounds delicious.
Oh.
That one's hard.
Is that when he's like freaking out at the no? Because that's where he loses his job. Doesn't he lose his job at the?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when it happens in there. That's one I need to go back and watch again.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious, but
that's definitely my worst one.
Part. Yeah,
yeah, that is a good movie though.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that leaves you with the Dumb and Dumbers.
All right, here we go. I got this.
Which one do you want first?
One Let's or go. Two? We'll go in order, so we'll go one.
All right. Austria, huh? This is right in the beginning.
So he says,
that's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria. And he says...
Oh, that's right. And he says, well, let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, he's like, ah, Austria. Well then, good day, mate.
Good day, Austria. Let's
put another shrimp g'day. On the barbie. Yeah.
Good day, mate. Oh, God.
All right. So that leaves you with Dumb and Dumber 2.
Which, quick sidebar... It was a good movie. It wasn't as good as the hype because I think I probably hyped it too much in my head. But the thing that I'll never forget about that movie is sitting in the movie theater with you and literally during the one scene with the train hitting the car, I couldn't breathe. I literally was at a point where I was laughing so hard that I could not catch my breath.
And it was such a quick, stupid part, but for whatever reason, that particular part got us so bad.
I could not catch my breath for like a good 5 minutes after that. Just that one part. Like, that was the funniest part of the entire movie.
Like, you have no idea how they're going to get out of it, and then the car just gets creamed by a train out of nowhere.
Oh, so good. All right, here we go. Number two.
All right, number two. So this is... This is Lloyd and Billy, the blind kid, talking. Oh, Billy crazy. Says, you can't feed candy to birds. Their stomachs will explode.
Oh, my God. Even I forgot. It's
just a few...
grains of rice?
Nope. Even if it's just a few Pop Rocks?
Oh, God. I forgot that grown-up Billy was in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're talking about the bird, this exploding bird stomachs. You can't feed candy to birds. Their stomachs will explode, even if it's just a few Pop Rocks.
Oh, God. See, now I cannot, like, there's certain parts of that movie that I will never forget. It's a hilarious movie, but it's definitely nowhere near the quotability of, like, the first one. That's no, the problem.
Yeah. So you definitely did the best with Ace Ventura: Pet Detective,
yep.
Ace Ventura 2,
yep.
And me, myself, and Irene actually got the sourdough.
The sourdough.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to come back to it. There's a couple of movies I thought about adding in there, like Cable Guy or Fun with Dick and Jane. But then I was like,
yes.
I'll wait on those. But
Fun with Dick and Jane, we just watched with the boys a little while. That is a great
movie. I got the lawn back.
So good.
Like, she wakes up, he's in bed, he's just like full of mud and dirt.
So Cable Guy's another one. That's another one that's been years. I think I've only seen that from start to finish like once or twice tops.
I mean, there's movies too that weren't really comedies, like Truman Show, and I mean, there's a few others that we could definitely add in too, but I thought this time I'd go comedy heavy for sure. So
that's a good, I like this bit. I'm going to have to set some up for you. Maybe we'll have to do like Will Ferrell. We'll have to do.
I thought about that too. I'm like, God, we could do this with Will Ferrell movies too. There's so many.
There's so many.
Even like the Daddy's Home movies.
Yep. Oh, God. The kids love those. Those movies are hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, those would be good ones to do it with too.
We could even pick, because you'll probably run out of, I mean, there's certain actors that we could probably pull a bunch from, but I think
really Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey probably give you the most material.
Yeah,
for good quotability, funny movie quotes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then there's classics like you'd have to throw one in for like Wedding Crashers and
we could just do best quotes from a certain movie too.
Oh, God,
even like that, Anchorman. Yeah. There's so many actors between like Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd and Steve Carell. You could just do Anchorman as a movie and just see how many you get specifically from Anchorman.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, awesome. Well, that was good. That was fun.
All right. We'll have to come up with a name for this bit. Movie
Finish that movie quote.
Finish that movie quote. I like that. All right, well, we will conclude this round of first ever finish that movie quote.
All right.